The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back to the hour two of Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, North Carolina. Folks, you got Bradley Dean with you. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Go to our Facebook. We'll be uploading some pictures and the such. Pictures, videos, commentary, one of 37. Should be posted tonight. It should have been posted Thursday over the 37 commentaries that we have throughout the country. It's the same letter, at least for the most part it is, until Tuesday rolls around. But outside of that, friends, if you'd like to check my personal Facebook page out, you can do that. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And again, friends, if you'd like to check us out and uploads and the such, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, one of the things that I was sharing with Jake and you during the first hour was the fact that these students, they're literally looking to the next generation for answers. And answers is what they are deprived of. And in the process of saying that, friends, it's almost a sad thing to see at times, but when you see these students raise their hand and say, you know what, you mean I've never lost the right? I did a class this morning and I was talking about, you've never lost the right. Friends, you have never lost the right. Because they've been told the lie that there's lines between church and state a million times over from such organizations as the American Civil Liberties Union. And, friends, when you do a little homework and you pull the curtain back on organizations like that, you'll find clearly that Roger Baldwin, the founder of that organization, said that the ACLU and the end of the ACLU is communism. And I'm sharing with these young people today, friends, that, you know, lines between church and state is found nowhere in the Bill of Rights, nowhere in the Declaration of Independence. Of course not. We derive our rights from our Creator when we read the Declaration of Independence. And it's also interesting, nowhere can you find lines between church and state in the Constitution of the United States. But you can find it, friends, when you look in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. And yes, I said the Russian Constitution, it is found in Article 52. So it is un-American. It's not American in any sense of the word, in any sense of the word, friends, just so you know. As a matter of fact, we've all heard that Thomas Jefferson said that there was lines between church and state. Of course, what they failed to tell you is that the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, forgive me, Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, as was he the president in D.C. district schools, and the two books that were made mandatory were the Bible and Watts' Hymnals. So again, when we do a little homework and go back to 1802, and we can find out the letter concerning Danbury Baptist Church. They were afraid that the government was going to try to establish a one religion throughout the United States. And he said, no, there's lines between church and state, limiting the government, friends, not the church. It's the other way around. And so in saying that, this young lady this morning asked us, you mean I've never lost the right? And I had the whole classroom say back to me, I have never lost the right. Let me go to Martin Luther really quick, and then I'm going to answer my question that I'm proposing, or actually bringing to you right now. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that one point. That was Martin Luther. And to go back to answer the question that I laid to your candor, did you know that students have the right to pray on a public school campus? Friends, say it with me. We never lost our rights. Students have the right to read their Bible on a public school campus. Friends, you've never lost the right. Students have the right to form religious clubs on campus. Of course you do. Friends, you've never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious materials on campus. And keep in mind when John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people, it is totally inadequate to the government of any other. He was talking about the umbrella of Christianity, the Baptists, the Wesleyans, the Methodists, the Lutherans, so on and so forth. He wasn't talking about Islam. He wasn't talking about Sharia law. He wasn't talking about the Dalai Lamas or Zen or Hare Krishnas. No, he wasn't talking about the freedom to come in and bring any religion that you would like to in the United States of America. Did we forget the first commandment when God said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me"? And keep in mind his son, Jesus Christ. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. So again, when John Adams was talking about religion, he was talking about the umbrella of religious freedoms under the umbrella of Christianity. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes. Of course. Of course you do. Friends, you've never lost the right. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their Christian beliefs. Of course. Let me say it again, friends. You've never lost the right. If you want to remain free, you're going to have to fight for the rights that God gave you. It's called the good fight of faith, my friends. And there's freedom nowhere in this world where someone hasn't first preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Prove me wrong. You're not going to be able to. Friends, students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them. I shared this morning about how I did a high school assembly program in Boca Raton, Spanish River High School. And what happened there is I stepped on the school property. This was some months back. And I had an effeminate teacher look at me, and he had said in front of me and in front of all the students, and this was all being filmed, of course, he said, "You're not going to be doing your program at Spanish River High School today." And I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Because you have not been properly vetted." Well, ironically, my posters were up on the wall for 3 weeks prior to me actually stepping on their school campus, so I knew that he was lying. The next thing that came out of this effeminate teacher's mouth was, students, he would condescendingly speak to the students and spoke to the students, and he said this to them, "Everything that comes out of this man's mouth is not true. It is a lie," he said. And we all had this on film, so everything was going there. He was doing this to himself publicly, friends, and we made it national news immediately. Now, I called a friend up over at Liberty Council, and I had told him as to what just took place in that public school. And he said, "Bradley, you will do a high school assembly program on that school campus." Within 3 weeks, I got a phone call. Richard Mass called me and said, "Bradley, you're going to get back onto that school." I said, "I'm there." So 1 week later, I was in Boca Raton at Spanish River High School. I was doing my high school program inside of the teacher that tried to put the kibosh on my assembly in the first place. I did my program in his classroom with a classroom filled with students. That teacher, after he seen my program, friends, was the first one to come up to me and tell me, "Thank you so much for bringing your program to our high school." See, but folks, he didn't know what I had to say. The only person that he could make reference to was the state-run media, who loves to divide and conquer. But my point, friends, is this. We never lost the right. Say it with me. Come on. We never lost the right. We need to fight for our rights. We need to stand up and realize that our rights came from our Creator, and we are not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come back and talk about the Church Militant, Part 2.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com broadcasting live out of North Carolina, doing an event with Truth for a New Generation. It's supposed to be 2,000 or 3,000 young people here, and we've noticed there's a lot of old people here too, so we're not trying to ostracize the older people. But anyways, in saying that, friends, what we're doing is we're standing up and showing the next generation the price paid, at least concerning our time, the present time. What the price is that needs to be paid for the freedoms in which we have. And, you know, my answer is continuously when young people or parents come up to me and say, what are we supposed to do? I say, read your founding documents. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. That was in George Washington's farewell address, and that was taught into students across the country all the way up until 1962. So the missing element is the Bible and the Constitution. And it was actually the seventh president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, that rightly said that our republic rests upon the Bible. And he was exactly right on the money. Of course, that's exactly what our republic rests upon, because we're based in common law, off of common law. And common law magnifies God's moral law. And so anyways, in saying that, I just simply tell them to stand up, but it's not going to come without heat. But I can promise you this, because Scripture tells us this, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. As a matter of fact, when you stand, you bear your cross. We are partakers of the salvation of the Lord, and we understand the power of God unto salvation only when we stand. And I think it's a great example for people to see real Christianity, and real Christianity, in essence, friends, is what's missing across the land. The younger people are looking for someone that loves them with their actions, not just with their lip service. So we're doing our best to just kind of keep our mouths closed and just be an example of who we are and let them see the light that so shines, that glorifies our Heavenly Father, Matthew 5:17. The church militant is this. Listen to what Catherine Booth, co-founder of the Salvation Army, rightly said. She said a barracks is meant to be a place where real soldiers were fed and equipped for war. Not a place to settle down or a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. I hope that if ever, Catherine said, they are soldiers, Christian soldiers, do settle down, God will burn their barracks over their heads. Now, have you ever heard anything like that coming from the modern-day professed church in America? Hey, and by the way, I want to make real clear, friends, I love the Church of Jesus Christ. I just can't stand the hypocrisy and the leaving that we find in the lump on a daily basis. I can't stand the foxes that spoil the vine. I can't stand those that don't make the distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. I can't stand those that call themselves sheep when in fact they're goats. I can't stand it. And I think anybody else that loves the body of Christ, they should be just as indignant as I am. And just keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. And just here's a question laid to your candor as well. Who crucified Jesus Christ? It was the religious hypocrites of the day, along with the help of corrupt in government, who killed 11 of the 12 apostles. Well, do your homework, friends. You'll find that it is corrupt civil government, along with the professed hypocrites in the church, that did the killing. The foxes' tails were tied together to do the devil's bidding. But how did that work out for them? It didn't. Because Scripture tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because, church, your power is found in the fact that you are in Jesus Christ. And what is the testimony of Jesus Christ? The gift of prophecy. And prophecy tells us that men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, because we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And by the way, for those that didn't know, I'm about to shed some light on it so you do know. This is why David could say, I knew more than the ancients. This is why this young man could say things to the older generation, because he walked by testimony and he lived by the power of God unto salvation. The older generation, hey, listen, Scripture tells us, friends, I can know the word all I want and a head knowledge, but I got to tell you, God speaks to the heart, not the head. And the Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. Are they reading the fact that you know the word of God, or that you're a partaker of the word of God and they see Jesus Christ through your life? You know, because again, it says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And that's what they need to do, is find their faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And again, let me remind you what Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And Scripture tells us the Lord working with us, confirming the word, signs following. And if you remember rightly, friend, the Bible says that if all the books were written, they could still not contain all the miracles that Jesus Christ did. But just keep in mind that Jesus looked at you, the church, and he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you in the power of the Holy Ghost, as he blew the Holy Ghost on them. But he also said, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. And another word of exhortation and encouragement and edification, it was the Father that said it was his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. What are you doing? If Jesus said that he answers exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, what is our excuse? The Father said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And he does. He said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Now, is God a man that he should lie? Nope. Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. God is not a man that he should lie. And again, I love to bring this forth. If he was faithful to 1,000 generations, and he was to a certain people, and he's not a respecter of persons, what he did for Moses, he'll do for me. Because he is the God of Moses. And if I want to know the God of Moses, then I need to do what Moses did. If I want to know the God of David, friends, then I need to do what David did. If I want to know the God of Gideon, then I need to do what Gideon did. And that was to trust God with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love on him with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And in the process, what did God do through Gideon? He oppressed the oppressors of the children of Israel, and he delivered the Midianites, the oppressors, before Gideon. God gave Gideon the necks of his enemies because he obeyed God. Now, does that bring forth correlation between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Yep, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Never has and never will, because the seed of the righteous will be forever. You want to see the God of Peter? Then do what Peter did. You want to see the God of James and John and Luke? Then do what James and John and Luke did. And what is that? It was Jesus that said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So if we want to know the Father, then we do what Jesus Christ did. And what do we do there? He said, he that saith he know me and keepeth my commandments, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And keep in mind, friends, I just shared this with one of the classes, and I'm just going off Holy Ghost right now. It's interesting that there was two purposes going on that cross, on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Two purposes. When Jesus Christ was sacrificed for the sins of the world, Matthew 1:21, to deliver his people from their sins, that's exactly right. But in America, we spend so much time on the fact that we've been delivered from our sins. Let me ask you, if you've been delivered from your sins, what have you been saved for if you know what you've been saved from? Because we're to live unto him who died for us, and to live unto him who died for us, what is that? It's to magnify God's moral law against sin. So when we look at the cross of Jesus Christ on Calvary, we also look at how much God hated the sin, that Jesus Christ had to be put in our place to die for that sin. And if he delivered up his son for us, hey friends, and if we being evil know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give unto us the Holy Spirit, especially to those that ask of him? Because we have the same Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ blew upon the apostles. He is alive forevermore, and the Holy Ghost has been sent down from heaven to preach the good news only to those that are dead in trespasses and in sins, Ephesians 2. And when we look down at Ephesians 2, verse 8, we can see that we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. That's right, but let me ask you something, friends. What does that grace do? What does that grace do? Hey, friends, today across the country, let me bring forth a parallel. We see recruiters for the military that are doing their best to recruit young people for the service by only giving them one side of the story, namely the financial and educational benefits, and leaving off their duty. Doesn't that sound like the professed church? Of course. But what these young people that sign up for the military fail to realize is that when joining the military, sooner or later, they're going to be brought into the battle. 2 Timothy 3:12. And after all, that is the whole purpose of the military, is to maintain law and justice, the laws of our constitutional republic, and bring forth justice to only establish peace and liberty, yet not without the fight, 1 Timothy 6:12. And sorry to say, because these young people were not told the truth about the purpose of the military, many that signed up for the military ended up AWOL, or they ended up KIA, killed in action. And in parallel, what we see is, what of the American professed church of the day, I ask? Well, they fall under the delusion that God himself will do on his own what he has commanded them to do as well. Deuteronomy 28:1-2. And because of this mentality and a lack of spiritual understanding, the American professed church has now fallen to the curse rather than the blessing. They have forgotten that they were responsible to keep the commandments of God. And friends, when I come back, I'm going to continue this discourse. I love this stuff. Broadcasting live out of North Carolina. I believe we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley Dean. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Check us out online. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Truth for a new generation. Truth for a new generation. Been talking about church militant. Where is it at? Part two. And right before the break, I was talking about how the American church is falling under the delusion that God himself will do on his own what he has commanded them to do as well. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 2. And because of this mentality and a lack of spiritual understanding, the American professed church is now fallen to the curse rather than the blessings. As a matter of fact, friends, you still see the professed church in America in disobedience that are actually claiming the promises of God, which there's 14 of them in Deuteronomy 28, but there's 55 curses. And what you see prevalent throughout the United States of America, namely, is the fact that these curses are right in the face of the American people, right in the light of day, friends. America is without a shadow of a doubt on beginning to see the trickles of God's judgment upon a nation that disobeys. He who wants to go ahead and tempt a living God and turn their back on them, you can only turn around and look at history and find out what happens to that country that does exactly what the American people are allowing right now through apathy. Man is so smart, he knows how to make bombs and guns. He's so smart, he knows how to kill more people. And what's interesting about all of that, friends, is when you look at the departure of the things of God, what happens is you open the door for tyranny. And what happens when tyrants begin to take the reins of the minds and the hearts of the American people, let's say in this country or in past, let's go to Germany or China or, you know, any communist nation. Well, we see millions of people be destroyed, and we see countries be destroyed. But what do they always return to, friends, after all that destruction takes place? And it's interesting, what comes to my aid right now is the second president of the United States, John Adams, when he had said that decadence follows luxury. Decadence follows luxury. Folks, what are we on the precipice of? What are we on the edge of right now? Because we think that everything is just okay, but we know when we pull the curtain back as to what's going on in our country, it's just not the case. Folks, your problem is this, and here's the answer. You've departed from the living God through your inactions. You've offered up lip service, but you haven't given in your heart. And he promised, when you give me your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, then you'll find me. Jeremiah 29:11-13. The way to reclaim, because what we're looking for is restoration and reclamation. And the way to do that is come back on God's terms, because we still have the freedom to do the right things. When we look in history, we can see where they failed to return back to God. And also keep in mind, let's go to Hitler for a moment. When you look at Adolf Hitler, he claimed that he was a Christian publicly. Behind closed doors, he was doing just the exact opposite. He was actually creating the crimes that he was publicly decrying through his brown shirts. It's exactly what you're seeing today. And folks, you still have the power to do the right things, to put the kibosh on this, but don't think that you're going to do it without the aid of our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. It's just not going to work. It never has, and it never will. We need to return back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And when you get some time, would you please look at that? I want to get back to my commentary here. And that was that the American people have fallen under the delusion that God himself will do on his own what he has commanded them to do. And by the way, friends, God's Ten Commandments are not suggestions. They're commandments. Do this or else. And what the law of God does is drive us to the foot of Christ, as I've shared so many times with you before. Folks, America wants God's hand without holding his heart. See, they've forgotten that they were the ones responsible to keep the commandments of God. See, these professors, they want the crown, but they don't want the cross. Again, these seem to forget that the church is to be a partaker with the afflictions, that we might also be partakers with the glory, which is in Christ Jesus, 1 Peter 4:13. Or what of scriptural exhortation? It's found in Acts 14:22, where it says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we might and must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And we also see the American church spends much of its time emphasizing the sacrifice of Christ rather than realizing that Christ also died magnifying the laws of God's moral law towards sin. So to the 78% that profess their Christianity, why do we have abortion? To the 78% that profess their Christianity, why do we have an issue with radical homosexuals in this country? To the 78% in the American church that profess their Christianity, why do we have demoralization being taught through Hollywood? For those that didn't know, all the way up until 1968, it was the church's job to vet all the movies that came out of Hollywood before they were released on the populace. Remember what John Adams said again? He said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, he said, all goes. It's the church's responsibility. Folks, if we were to put things into scriptural perspective concerning Calvary's transaction again, one would think that out of gratitude for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sins, for your sins, that we would do the same things that Christ died to give unto us. Same thing with the veterans. Oh, my goodness, friends. For those that did not hear this, I did a tea party in Bastonia, North Carolina. Gastonia, I'm sorry, not Bastonia, Gastonia. And one of the things that I always do is I take time to let the veterans that I'm so thankful for what they have done on for me, that they're my heroes, but I'm not giving them lip service. And I seen a guy sitting in this tea party in Gastonia, North Carolina, just the other day. And I seen his hat, it said Purple Heart recipient. And I really took some time to honor his sacrifice in front of everybody. And of course, the people respond with claps and shouts and the such. But I took a little extra time to let them know I really meant what I said, and I started telling them the things that we go through as a ministry and what we're dealing with. And, you know, I just want to say, too, to those pastors and those church leaders that are listening to me right now that are saying, Bradley, why are you under attack all the time? Let me ask you a question. How come you're not under attack? The church is called to be Protestants, Protestants. Do your job. When you walk in the light of Christ's word, guess what? It reproves darkness. And those that are in darkness don't like the light. And again, we're not asking for permission. But let me go back to this veteran that had been a recipient of the Purple Heart. I spent about 5 minutes honoring him and his sacrifice. The greatest veteran there is, but he's alive forevermore, his name is Jesus Christ. He's the captain of my salvation. And I let him know that too. I'm not honoring the flesh here. Let no flesh glory in the presence of the Lord. But I do want to tell you, sir, thank you very much for what you did for me. Friends, when I got done with my assembly, my Tea Party program, this Purple Heart recipient came up to me and he said, "This does not come easy." And he stood in front of me and he saluted me. And friends, I just looked at him. His eyes were watered up. And I saluted him back. And I really honestly, to be honest with you guys, I really didn't know how to respond to him. I just wanted to see that we love what they fought, bled, and died for. And he told me about some of his buddies that were killed over in Vietnam. And I said, "Sir, I'm doing my best with those that are, with myself and those that are a partaker with me in this fight to make sure that your sacrifices do not go unheeded, namely by withholding that information to the next generation. No, sir, we're gathering that information. We're bringing it to the next generation to show them that freedom is not free. Freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do." And it took me back. I mean, it took me back quite a bit when he did that, because it's one thing that I will never forget as long as I live. For that man to salute me, man, he just heightened my fight. He just fueled my fire. He added wood to my fire. Because there's veterans all over this country that are still looking for those that will now, as the baton is passed over to them, stand up and fight as well. You know, as a matter of fact, friends, now that I'm talking in the natural, isn't it interesting that we have hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, to give you the freedoms, and most don't even know the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights, and not in that order? Do you guys realize that you have an administration today that has not been given the right to desecrate their memories, but the American people don't, and they do fail to realize that there's several hundred thousand boys and girls, somebody's sons and daughters, that are 6 feet under the ground today fighting against the ideology that this administration advocates. That is hypocrisy to the max, friends. That is completely hypocritical. And it's hypocritical on the behalf of the American people to stand down in the face of this criminal administration. And friends, it is criminal. It is criminal for the church to tolerate this. It is criminal for the church to tolerate the abortion industry. And I'm not talking about a natural war, friends. I'm talking about not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm talking about those that are willing to understand and pay the same price, if need be, in life or in death, to actually do what the apostles did, or the prophets did, or the such. We need to stand up and we need to do the same thing. But again, for some reason, the professed church in America just doesn't get that. So what we need to do is we need to, instead of cursing the darkness, we need to light a candle and lead the way. And I hope by the grace of God and the mercy of God that that's exactly what this ministry is doing 24/7. Because we're looking for stuff to do, friends. And when I'm saying we're looking for stuff to do, we're looking for another reason to be spent, because it seems that the more we lose our life, the more we find it. And when you look at the parable of the gifts and those that took their talents, it was the man that had one talent that God gave him five, and it was the man that had five that God gave him ten, and he said, "Enter into the joy of the Lord." So we're looking for a reason to lose our lives, only to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to be spent on the people, which is the very heart of God. I'm going to come back and finish this up. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I was just talking about, and by the way, friends, this is prophetic radio. It really is. You need to understand that I'm going off these little bunny trails because there's people out there that need to be fed individually. So if all of a sudden you look at the radio like, dude, what are you, you're talking to me? Well, that's the whole purpose of the prophetic ministry. And when you feel that we are talking to you, the Lord knows who needs to be talked to. So if I go down these bunny trails, just keep in mind those are feeding the people. I'll always come back to the topic to the best of my ability. And if I got enough time to make sure I can actually reel myself back in. You guys get the point. Yeah. Okay, anyways. So anyways, we're talking about right now, I was just talking about the veterans right at the last segment. And how a veteran with the Purple Heart actually had three of them, he told me, and he saluted me, and it just so hit me, and it just totally fueled my fire, it added wood to my fire, just encouraged me and energized me, and it just gave me all the more reason to stand up and fight even harder for what this is all about. And what this is all about is making sure that our posterity has a future and a hope, and the only ones that are going to give them a future and a hope is you. And the way that you give them hope is by responding to the truth that's been given unto you that only Christ can give to you. And that's where it's always going to be found. It's always going to be found in Jesus Christ and not outside of Him. But let me go back to this really quick because I'm going to finish this up. I asked these modern professors, where is the love of God towards God and man? Again, I asked the American professing church, who seem to want the benefits without the work of faith and the labor of love. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. I share that Scripture tells us we've been redeemed through the blood of Christ for a people zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. Folks, these are they that profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobate. There's no fruit on their tree. Titus 1:16. Catherine Booth said rightly that when the church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure that something is wrong. She continued, if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. Read John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate him? Because if you look down in John 15 in the Cambridge King James Version, you'll find right on the bottom, a couple scriptures down from that last scripture that I just gave you, that they hated Christ because he uncovered their sin. He exposed them for who they were. I go back to Catherine Booth. She said, we need the whole armor of God to fight against the powers of this world and to stand against the wiles of the devil. The armor contains truth, righteousness, faith, and prayer. God is all-powerful, and we are safe under his wings. Psalm 90. And then she goes on and asks the question, who shall separate us from the love of God? Hey, friends. I say to you, to them that are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, James 1:22. As I said earlier, that if you want to see the God of Moses, then do that which Moses did. Hey, friends, if you want to see the God of David, then do that which David did. If you want to see our Lord Jesus Christ, then do that which Christ did and keep his commandments, John 14:21. And guess what? We're just not going to get away from that. Over the last week, if you'd like to check out some of the downloads, podcasts, so on and so forth, download these podcasts, because I was talking about the hereticalness of Joel Osteen and the supposed men of God, the fathers of the American church, folks. It's completely crossless. It's completely powerless. It's metaphysics. It's humanism. In other words, don't pet anybody's feathers the wrong way. Just go with the flow. It's the spear of the world, which is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and the love of the world, which is not of the Father. It's Antichrist. You know, when you begin to hear a gospel that says, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me, that's the real gospel. When you begin to hear scriptures like, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, we know we're talking about the Word of God, because we're crucified through weakness, but we live under the power of God and by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13:4. But again, what do we see today in the professed church? We see just the exact opposite. And for those that love the truth, remember, it's the truth that makes men free. And I'm always going to do my best, friends, to give you the Word of God, to stay away from my opinion. Now, if you want my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. But I always want to stick to the Word of God, because I'm always safe there when it's His Word. Because if I am persecuted, I want to be persecuted for His name's sake, not my own. Because I want to make sure that I'm under His covering. I want to make sure that I'm under the cross of Jesus Christ. I want to make sure that I am under the blood. As a matter of fact, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said back in the 1500s that when his enemies were round about him, he would pray to the Lord that, Lord, if I'm under the blood, he would say, strike, Lord. That is a man that understood the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, if I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ, he said, then strike. How would he know something like that? Well, again, he understood spiritual things, and we are redeemed from the power of darkness. And Scripture tells us that he's delivered us from the power of darkness, and he's translated us all into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And for those that know that they have been forgiven for his name's sake, just keep in mind, an abundant entrance shall be ministered unto you, but only as we put on the new man and put off the old man. And I'm not talking about the works of the law. I'm saying that we derive all the fruits of the Spirit by faith. And what is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what are we working for? And let me just add one more thing to that before we close the show. Remember, Jesus said to he who puts his hand to the plow shall not look back. Because if he does, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. Do you remember all the do-gooders that came up to him and said, Jesus, I want to serve you? And Jesus said this. He said, the birds of the air have nests. The foxes have holes. He said, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Remember the man that came up to him and said, "Hey, Jesus, I want to follow you." He said, "But let me go first bury my father." Jesus turned around and looked at him and said, "Let the dead bury the dead." Isn't that interesting? Remember when Jesus had all those disciples following him? And as a matter of fact, there were 70 of them in John 6, I believe. And he said to him, Jesus turned around and looked at those, because he always brought the sword to divide from those that were his and those that weren't his. And he said to him, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood," in other words, unless you're a partaker of the cross of Jesus Christ, he said, "You're going to have no part with me." And the Bible says that many walked with him no more. He said, does this offend you? Friends, I ask you the question, does the truth offend you in Jesus Christ? Does it offend you? Because it offended many that were there with him, incarnate the Son of God. That means in the flesh. But remember, Jesus looked to his apostles, namely Peter. And he said to Peter, he said, "Will you also go?" And Peter looked at him and said, "You have the words of eternal life, Lord. To whom shall we go?" That was a very smart man. Because as I've said and as I say, until you become nothing, God can create nothing out of you. And let me say this, it's a very hard place to be. But it's the easiest place in the world to be if it sets your heart free. Man, in Russia some years back, I was told a story that the government came in and they just started to take things away from him. And as they started to take things away from him, he became more liberated. And they finally took his family away from him, and they threw him in jail. And he was in jail, and he had a piece of paper, and he had a pencil, and he was writing. And it got to the point where the government of that communist nation wanted to take everything, strip him from everything. And they went inside of his cell, and they took the pencil out of his hand and the piece of paper out of his hand and said, "You will have nothing." And that man, in his spiritual wisdom, looked back at those guards that took away his pencil and his paper and his family and his house and everything that he had. And he said, "Now I'm finally free." He said, "Now I'm finally free." A lot of times we, through natural eyes, look at things and say, "You know what, Lord, where are you at?" Well, a lot of times he has to take everything away from us so we can see where he is at. It's interesting, we can see the Lord best when we're in dark places. It's just like at nighttime, you can't see the stars during the day, but the stars, they always shine brightest when what? When the night falls upon you. And just know this, that many times when you're in trials and tribulations, just like Joseph was after he had his vision, he was thrown into a pit by his brothers, and he was thrown into that pit, and they had no water and without hope. Just keep in mind, God had a purpose for the end of his life. And what was it? The end of his life is that he was going to be appointed governor through all those trials and tribulations, only to be there to preserve those brothers that threw him in that very pit of hopelessness. If he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith. And don't forget that. Friends, he is who he says he is. This I know, because the Bible tells me so. But I also know this, it's not easy. But I also know that he brings us through to the other side. As a matter of fact, David used to pray, "Lord, uphold me with the right hand of thy righteousness, and maintain my cause and maintain my right. Lord, order my steps in thy word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me." Why was that? Because he wanted to walk in the light of God's countenance, and so he did, and so can we. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Love you by what I do. Broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. 1 John 3:18. I'll talk to you on Monday. See ya!
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.